Joining us now live on the WATD Midday Report, we have Braintree Mayor Charles Koukouros. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. Just to give you an update on our numbers, I mean, we're at 1,031 cases, and we still have 120 deaths. We have reached, over the last 2 weeks, we've been put in the yellow zone. And I'll say that, you know, we did start our schools back. We're doing a hybrid model, but about 46 or 47% of the new cases are in the age group of, you know, 20 to 29. So we, you know, we're really asking this younger group to be extra careful, wear masks, et cetera. So unlike previously, our numbers, 60% of our numbers were in long-term health care facilities, and a lot of the numbers weren't coming from the community. But within the community that the cases are coming, the majority, you know, close to half of them are coming from a very young group in their 20s. So we're just asking them to be as cautious as possible. And, you know, in addition, you know, it shows that our, you know, our schools are safe and that, you know, we're not seeing at this point any numbers in that area. In addition, we just had a tremendous vote. It was really amazing to see how many people came out. We had, I think, 37% turnout for a special election on Saturday. We had four debt exclusion questions. Every one of the four passed. The biggest and most expensive and very, very significant is a brand-new South Middle School, which passed by over 70% of the voters voted in favor. And the new South Middle School is the first new school that Braintree will be building in Braintree since 1972 when the high school was built. In addition to that, this is the first time that the town of Braintree has ever voted to override our taxes for debt exclusion, and there's been several attempts over the past 20 years. So we're thrilled. We are really looking forward to you know, doing the repairs on the roofs, which is one piece, and some security enhancements, a feasibility study at the high school, but more importantly, this brand-new South Middle School, which is going to be fantastic.
That is good. You know, we did cover that special election on Saturday. I knew it. I could never remember when Braintree, if at all, had ever passed an override. So a little bit of a surprise, I think, in the middle of a pandemic. So a lot of support for that. Any kind of a timeline on when all this will happen with the schools?
Yeah, we're in the process right now of moving forward. We're having a meeting tonight for a school building committee to restart the plans. I think the design plans right now for the new school are at 60%, so we'll continue with that team to finish the plans. We're looking at, you know, we've had about a 6 to 8 month delay, but it's about a 24 month process, so we're looking at somewhere in the timeline of fall of 23. We do have a project labor agreement that which will allow us to stay on time and basically give us the opportunity maybe even to get the school finished a little earlier. But we're very excited about it, and we've already started the process of going through, you know, the bonding and getting all that stuff squared away. So we're moving quickly and, you know, expeditiously, and we're going to get this done and keep moving along.
Well, that's great, and we appreciate the update again. And that's Mayor Charles Koukouros of Braintree. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.